Chocolate and Gargoyles by Jet MacDonald. The story begins on Platform 1 of Stapleton Road train station, with a listener sitting on one of the platform seats in the shelter.
"That's right, you sit down here, right next to me. Pleased to meet you. My name's Matilda, but you can call me Matty if you like. That's what my friends call me. Now this is my favourite spot in all Bristol. Don't laugh. I know you're thinking, whoever thought of a beauty spot on a train platform? But if you look hard enough, you can see the most interesting things in the strangest places. Look across the tracks there on the left. See those green hills way off? That's Purdown, that is. And right on top of it, the BT Tower. Eiffel Tower of Bristol it was in its day. Looks after all the mobiles now, I expect. I don't have one of those mobiles. I prefer just a bit of a chat. Look right, across the tracks, and you'll see over Easton into Greenbank. You can see over all the rooftops and two silver chimneys, little needles. That's the chocolate factory, that is. That's where I'm heading for today, and you're welcome to join me if it takes your fancy." I know it sounds peculiar, but I used to think, if I narrowed my eyes, that the rooftops were one long red path that led out from the platform. And if I stepped over the rails, I could walk across those rooftops, and it would be like I was walking over my own life, over 60 years, because that's how long I've lived here now, and my life began right here on this platform. Don't get the wrong idea, there wasn't no midwife or nothing. No, this is where I met our Tom, my husband of 50 years till he passed away. If I could talk to him now with one of those mobiles, be like I was talking to him across 50 years. After all those thousands of days, all those thousands of people coming and going. You'd never believe it, but this station used to have four platforms. So busy it was, off to Portsmouth and London and Wales. Hundreds of trains every day it was. You can see the old railway bridge up there on the left of them. My Tom, see, was a dock worker down Avonmouth, and his train went right down Platform 1, right from where you're sitting now. Early in the morning, all the boys for the docks would be over on Platform 1, and all the girls into Bristol would be on Platform 2. Well, you couldn't help having a gander at the boys on Platform 1, could you? Well, if the truth be told, I saw Tom peeking at me through his big hands. In those days, I used to work at Fry's Chocolate Factory, down the line in Keynsham, and all the girls for Fry's used to take the train from Platform 2, past town. Every morning, I used to see Tom right where you're sitting. And after a few weeks, he waved at me. And after a few weeks, I waved back. And one day, I was waving with my hanky, and it flew right across the platform. I didn't want to make him embarrassed, so I went over to get it myself, and I was sitting just next to where you are now, having a chat with him. And I didn't notice my loco coming down the track from my factory in the opposite direction. Well, you can imagine what a fluster I was in, and I had to fight my way past all the boys trying to avoid their filter tips and get back over the bridge. Follow me onto the bridge, and I'll tell you what happened. Take your time, I'll still be here when you come back to me. Well, that day on the bridge, my loco was pulling off without me, and all its smoke and steam is coming up through the bridge and into my skirt and through my clothing, and all the dockers on Platform 1 are laughing at me, except Tom, who has this one big hand over his face like he can't bear to look, and I swear as I can hear the Fry's girls giggling from the window of the train underneath. And then the train's gone, and I can see it racing up the tracks, like it's speeding on into the future without me. So quick as I can, I come down off the bridge and hide in the waiting room on Platform 1 so I don't have to face no one. You can't see that waiting room now, mind. It's where the new garden centre is. But they had a coal fire in there, so I could warm my hands while I waited for the train. Come down with me off the bridge, and I'll tell you about Mrs. Monborough. Well, when I got to Fry's and changed into my hat and overalls, Mrs. Monborough, who was the supervisor, she checked my hands and nails, but I'd forgotten to wash my face, and so I was sent away with a nail brush and came back with my cheeks all red, as if they hadn't gone red enough already. And all the girls just carried on sniggering as I took my seat on the line, all the chocolate boxes going past like one train after another. We were making Valentine boxes that day. You had to put a strip the shape of a heart into the centre and arrange all the red chocolates in it. But the card just kept popping out, couldn't help itself, spilling chocolates on the floor. Oh, Mrs. Marmborough, she scolded me. But you know what? Just to tell her, I took one of those chocolates that had fallen on the floor and I kept it. I can imagine that chocolate now in my hand, the red foil and the smell of cocoa and soot. Just go out the station now to the garden centre, where the waiting room used to be, and on the entrance to the left there's a plant with a sign saying chocolate plant. Looks a bit like a daisy. And if it's in bloom, have a sniff and you'll smell the chocolate. Anyway, that day I came home from Fry's with the chocolate in my handbag, wrapped up in a hanky. I never told anyone that, mind. It's our secret now. Come with me through the car park, turn right and go down the path into St. Mark's Road. See the church? Well, that day I felt so bad about having stolen the chocolate, I thought the gargoyles might jump straight off and bite my hand. We had rationing then after the war, and anything that tasted sweet and good was something you shouldn't have. Well, that's how I felt sitting next to Tom on the platform. At the bottom of the path, turn left down the road, watching out for those gargoyles, mind. There's a newsagent here, next to where there used to be the Mount Stephen's Bakers, so pop in and get yourself some chocolate. A Fry's cream is best if you can find one, but mind not to eat it though, there'll be time enough for that later. Don't worry about me, I'll be waiting outside. Okay, let's go down St. Mark's Road away from the church and keep on walking till you get to Myvart Street. That day 50 years ago, I was walking home down the road with a stolen chocolate in my handbag, my heart beating in my chest like a little drum. Well, you never guess what? I bumped into Tom that day. He was coming back from the docks early, and he had a red handkerchief round his hand where he'd hurt himself loading the ships, and was trying the door of Mr. Rawlins' chemist, but it was on half-day closing. So I taps him on the arm, and he turns round all shocked, and puts that big dirty bandaged hand up to his face. So I looks in my handbag and I takes out the hanky I've been keeping all that time, and the red chocolate falls out. I give him the hanky and I holds the chocolate in my other hand. I didn't want him to know I'm a ne'er-do-well or nothing. You should be on Myvart Street by now on the corner. There used to be a shoe shop here and a haberdashery. I used to stare through the window and see if they had any of those new silk stockings. I didn't do that with Tom there, of course. Wouldn't have been proper. Walk up Myvart Street towards the big building at the top. Tom and I walked this road, my new white hanky turning red around his hand. Tom was telling me quarter under a sling of cocoa beans. I told him to go down the BRI, but he wasn't having none of it. Says it's a scratch. And now and then, because of the way we was walking, accidentally, or maybe not, his hand would touch mine, and it made me go bright red all over again. I had to look over my shoulder just to check those gargoyles weren't chasing me down the street. And sure enough, I thought I saw something. I kept my hand wrapped tight around the chocolate, like it was that they were after. Tom said he had a stinking hunger, and I didn't mention the chocolate, but I said we might be able to pop into the Green Bank Bakers if they were still baking. There were two or three of everything in those days. Three bakers, three cobblers, three butchers, three grocers. Every street had something. It wasn't all houses like it is now. You should be next to that Myvart studio soon. You'd never believe it, but they used to make bits of aeroplanes in here. And Tom was saying how his dad used to build plane wings for the First War. Tom was waving his hand around him like it was wounded in some battle or another. In my head, I was thinking we could steal some old plane from the factory and fly off from the roof with our stolen chocolates and above the old bomb craters and the galloping gargoyles and the ripped-up ration cards. I didn't tell Tom that, mind. I didn't want him to think I was going mental down the asylum in Barrow Gurney. I kept my hand tightly wrapped round the chocolate and felt it going soft on my skin as his hand brushed near. After the studios, there's houses made of coloured bricks, like the Hansel and Gretel or something. But never you mind that, we got a bit further to go before you can have your chocolate. Come to the end of Myvart Street and you'll see some bollards all painted up and a road sign saying, "Be careful of the elderly people." And so you should. Old thieving ladies like me would steal your chocolate soon as look at you. Tom was making wings now with his big old hands to show how his dad's box kites worked. And I was thinking if planes had wings as big as Tom's hands, they'd never take off. I didn't tell Tom that, mind. He was looking up into the sky like he was searching for something. Turn right at the end of Myvart Street towards the Green Bank pub, or Green Bank Hotel as they used to call it. Colour the chocolate I had in my hand. And turn left before you get to the hotel and go up Green Bank Road. There used to be a post office here on the corner, just where the box is. And where the wooden double doors are now, well, that's the Green Bank Bakery in its day. That day, Tom and I stood by the bakery door, watching the mixing bowls go round and round. And although they didn't have a counter, they took pity on us. And Tom got himself a pastry, and he was quiet then for a bit. His big bandaged hand wrapped around a jam tart. His arms were so big, I thought they were cranes, and I imagined it was his arms that were the cranes on the dockside, swinging over the rope slings of cocoa. Right then, I heard a kind of scratching sound, and saw something move in the gutters. I'm sure it was those gargoyles, and I strode right ahead of Tom, which was no mean feat, I can tell you, given as his legs were as long as Aaron's. See the church in the distance, with the red and white candy bricks? I thought if I could reach that church, the gargoyles would leave me behind and slink back to where they'd come from. Poor Tom, mind. He thought he was going too slow, and so he speeds up as well. So it's almost like we're both running up Greenbank Road, past the fish bar on the corner, past Harry King's butchers, past Hill's vegetable shop. We must have looked like a right part, loping up into Greenbank. Him with his jam tart and me with my chocolate secret in my hand, past Evelyn Road on the left with the bombed out craters and up to where the spa is now, on Hinton Road. Now don't feel you have to run, not unless you're being chased by gargoyles or dangerous elderly people. I know you young'uns can't keep up. You can wait for a while if you want, and I'll meet you opposite the spa by Hinton Road. Right, here we are, opposite Hinton. We're not going down it now. You can see the old chapel down on the left there. They used to have a magic lantern show down there, you know, with all the coloured lights and lenses and trick slides. It was popular even after the Torquays came in. And when Tom and I were standing right where you are now, all out of puff, laughing at each other, well, that's when he asked me if I might fancy walking out with him and going to one of those magic lanterns. Of course, I said yes. And then he leaves me to go to his house down Hinton Road, next to the Culliford's Dairy. And I walked on up Greenbank Road all by myself, flushed like a berry I was, what with all the running and being with Tom and my thoughts dapping into the future. That chocolate nearly melted in my hand in its rose-coloured foil. Come on up the road, and I'll tell you what I was thinking about. I was walking a bit slower, trying to fit all the parts of the day together in my head. It was like I was trying to fit all the chocolates into that box and fries. That last piece, I just couldn't make it fit. Keep going down the road and you'll come to Castle Green Church. All those candy-coloured bricks, one on top of the other. Wait here a bit. Well, I can tell you what happened with Tom. That evening in the Magic Lantern went very well. And the church is where me and Tom got married, just 6 months later. And just opposite the church, you'll see the old Co-op grocer's. And on the top floor, that's where we had our wedding reception. With all the buffet laid on from the food downstairs, great slabs of butter with cows printed on them, and trifles and my homemade faggots. Don't laugh! Men used to walk miles for my faggots. Turn right and walk down Kingsley Road. My and Tom's house is down here, but I'm not going to tell you which one, mind. I will tell you a little secret, though. There was a haberdasher's along here, and this is where I finally got my new silk stockings the day I moved into our house with Tom. I don't mind telling you, I wasn't ashamed of my silk stockings on that day. Okay, you've waited long enough. Unwrap that chocolate and take a bite. I'll wait. We've both been waiting long enough. I lived the rest of my life here on Kingsley Road with Tom. Tom always had a thing for aeroplanes, always staring at the sky as he was. And when he left the docks, he went to work for BAC Planes down Felton. Myself, I stopped working at Fry's, but then I had my own chocolate factory round the corner. You can taste your chocolate right now in your mouth, but back then, you could smell it all over the streets. See those bricks? When the light is low in summer, it lights them all up, like the walls are glowing red. And it seems to me that this building is the heart of Greenbank, the final red foil, glowing in the centre of the box. Everything comes to an end, of course. Culliford's Dairy, Onions Wet Fish Shop, Mr. Fursman's, Mr. Painter's, the butchers, the bakers, the cobblers, that postbox up on the left, all that remains of Culliford's Postal, all those businesses eaten up by Tesco and Asdal. I'm not saying it was any better then, mind. I used to go down Asdell myself. But with all the shelves in those supermarkets full of chocolate, it's like you can't taste anything. Like nothing stands out anymore. Well, Elizabeth Shore moved all its chocolate making to Poland, and the factory closed down, and the roads got that bit quieter. What about me? Well, my Tom, he died of the usual, a cancer on the chest, still looking up towards the sky the day he died, dreaming of those planes he was always building in his mind. Carry on walking to the end of the street and turn left onto the top of Turley Road. I'll wait for you there. Right here, from the top of Turley Road, you can see the Greenbank Cemetery, and that's where my Tom's resting. Just above the trees, you can see the BT Tower and Purdown that you first saw back down on the station. I like to think that tower takes care of all the memories round here and sends me back across the years to that day when I first met Tom on the platform. Keep going down the road, and bit by bit, you'll see the BT Tower disappear. Everybody's memories will begin to fade soon enough. Even mine will all be forgotten. Go up to the railings of the cemetery. You can hear the birds in the trees at dusk, with all the angels chasing off the gargoyles. My Tom's in there somewhere, and so am I next to him, resting peaceful. Well, don't fret. That's all ghosts are, really. Just memories of the past. Just like me, leading us street by street into the future. Take a look round the cemetery if you want. Take your time. Don't eat any more of that chocolate, though. Just remember the taste of it. Sweetly fading. Fading soft. Till it's gone.